USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is searching for 15 people who attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House. The FBI in a news release saying they're trying to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property at the park. A new ABC Ipsos poll released on Friday shows an increase in people fearful getting sick from the coronavirus as several states report an uptick in cases. 76% of Americans say they're concerned with getting sick from the virus, which is up from 69% earlier this month. As the number of cases continues to increase, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we're also starting to hear more about folks that are being tested.
Every one person that tests positive for COVID, there are 10 undiagnosed patients. So it's really a great challenge to try to manage the transmission of this virus.
And the White House Coronavirus Task Force currently holding a briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making some big changes to curb a spike in coronavirus cases. Restaurant dining rooms will remain open, but they've been dialed back to 50% capacity. Emily Knight heads the Texas Restaurant Association. She tells NBC News.
This is another setback for a sector that has taken the brunt of this, not only in Texas, but across the entire nation.
Knight also says with that cap, she's afraid that many mom-and-pop restaurants won't make it. The House is debating a measure on granting statehood to the District of Columbia. The district has no voting representation in Congress, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Norton Holmes says district residents have been fighting for voting rights for years and paid their fair share in taxes. But according to Georgia Republican Senator Jody Heiss, the Constitution is clear.
Our nation's founders made it clear that D.C. is not meant to be a state. They thought about it, they debated it, and they rejected it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump issued an executive order earlier this week authorizing the federal government to arrest anyone who vandalizes or destroys any monument that resides in the United States on federal property. Any individual could face up to 10 years in prison per the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi held a press conference on Thursday. Now, she was not asked about these statues being torn down illegally. Charles Hurd is a writer with the Washington Times. He tells Fox News Democrats should be just as ticked off as Republicans are that these monuments are being pulled down.
Regular Democrat voters outside of the political, you know, power structure or outside in the rest of the country do care about these things, and they're horrified by what they see. I personally have talked to plenty of Democrats, people who do not like Donald Trump, would never vote for him, or at least didn't vote for him in 2016, who are horrified by what they're seeing. You know, we sent a group of troops. You remember the movie Monument? Men, we sent our own troops to go and protect treasures, to protect the cultural heritage of Europe during World War II. These things are not nothing. They are vitally important. They are who we are.
Protesters are planning to topple the Emancipation Memorial on Friday evening. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.